leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, March 9th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to thank engineer Devin Lawrence for coming down and fixing the automation computer. As many of you know, we didn't have a show on Friday. The automation system died at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Totally negated the entire show for Friday. Greatly appreciate him coming down, getting us back on the air. Thank you, Devin. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Devin. Yes, he's a young spring chicken. I think he said he's turning 54 this morning, this day. Happy birthday, buddy. Greatly appreciate you. One of the things that we're going to talk about today is the interview I did with Perry Johnson. It's gone somewhat viral because I've turned it into a YouTube video. If you'd like me to send it to you as a YouTube video, just text me PJ, Perry Johnson. PJ is stored in my phone. No, I'm not going to send you a picture of me in my pajamas. You're going to get the YouTube video link to Perry Johnson appearing on the show last Thursday, March 5th. Now, I got some people that have texted me saying that I should offer equal fair time to the other candidates, which I've said, by the way, on the interview at the end with Perry Johnson. A couple of people have asked me to get John James on. Other people have asked me for Pastor Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner. I've had Carla on the show, both regarding Ask My Tax as well as her running for governor. Texted her last week about coming on the show, talking about whether or not we have enough signatures to put Ask My Tax on the ballot. She never responded. So I'm not really sure how to read that, but I will definitely reach out to her. Mike Cox, I reached out to him when we were at the Secretary of State event down in the church in Rochester a few months ago. So if you know these candidates, reach out to them. Would love to have them on the show. I'll give them the same basically first half hour and the first segment of our number half hour number two equates to about 48 minutes on the clock. So they come on at the top of the hour. We go to the bottom of the hour news break. We come back. We go until the 48-minute mark of the next hour. So that'll be the format. If you guys know Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, any of these guys, reach out to them. Give them my number, 231-360-5140, and I'll be glad to reach out to them, coordinate, schedule it. Now, one of the candidates I've already reached out to, Ralph Rebant, the pastor that's running again for governor, he's going to be coming on the show this Thursday. We had Perry Johnson last Thursday. We're going to have Ralph Rebant this Thursday. So greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Officer Rick reporting in for duty, working road patrol down in Genesee County. Sunny, blue skies, clear as a bell down there. Actually on a traffic arrest and an impound. Whoa, that's not good. And Greg O'Neill already texted me, PJ. So I'm going to send you the link to the YouTube video. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Monday, March 9th. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. I was on the phone with an individual calling me, telling me that they really enjoyed the interview with Perry Johnson and asked me how to send them the link. So again, text me 231-360-5140. Just text me PJ for Perry Johnson. My phone will auto reply. Greatly appreciate you guys enjoying that interview. Looking forward to Ralph Remant. He'll be on the show on Thursday. Well, over the weekend, lots of things happening in Lansing. And it's amazing because they're looking at different things that are impacting the state. Perry Johnson talked about the waste, fraud, and abuse and the stupidity of basically this state government. This is a perfect example. $1.1 million paid to a research company. They came back with their 300 some pages in their report, and they didn't answer the questions it was supposed to answer. Lansing, the state of Michigan, paid a research company $1.1 million to figure out how many Native American children were abused, died, or went missing in the process during their forced attendance in a boarding school. The report came back with 300 pages and no answers to the questions they were hired to answer. Now, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, the MDCR, is suing to get back some of the state's money for what amounts to a lengthy history lesson of Native American boarding schools and how state officials can get to a bottom line in this very troubling chapter in Michigan's history. Executive Director of the MDCR, Michigan Department of Civil Rights, John Johnson Jr., wrote, "The study simply failed to answer the legislature's questions. Their boilerplate language authorizing and funding the study was very clear regarding the purpose of the project, what they were asking for. The director, Johnson, gave testimony to a legislative committee last week. He told them there were several reasons that the Michigan Department of Civil Rights did not want to release the report as it was submitted to them by Kaufman and Associates. The report was not released publicly, but MERS News Service was able to get a redacted copy of the nearly 300-page report. $1.1 million released to the Native American Board School report. And this is what they basically came back with. They, in the report, recommends that more research should be done into the history of the Michigan Native American boarding schools. It took you 300 pages to write that? Really? And without any investigation, basically, which is what they were hired for, none of the answers were given. Michigan Department of Civil Rights did not testify before the House Appropriations Subcommittee about why they were not releasing the report. Well, the department felt that the report failed to answer the legislators' questions, as well as the report violated the privacy rights of certain individuals that wanted to remain anonymous but were still clearly written in the report. People saying, yeah, well, I'll tell you what I know, but I don't want my name in the report. They put their names in the report. Well, upon advice of counsel, the MDCR must decline the invitation to participate in the discussion because it could potentially harm the state's ability to recoup some of the taxpayer funding via future litigation, Johnson wrote. Some of the money? Why not all of it? Well, the letter by Johnson was sent to State Representative Tom Kuhn, Republican of Troy, and the House regarding a hearing in which testimony was given by members of Kaufman and Associates, the Native American consulting group based out of Spokane, Washington. They were tasked with the responsibility to create a report about Native American boarding schools here in the state of Michigan. The boilerplate language from the fiscal year 2023 budget, which authorized the study, was actually looking for the number of Native American children forced to attend these boarding schools in Michigan. And of those children, how many of them were abused, died, or went missing while attending the schools? Furthermore, they were tasked with providing the long-term impacts of these children and their families. Well, the report looks at the long-term impacts and conducted several interviews with Native Americans who attended the boarding schools in order to write their draft report. However, it went outside of Michigan. They were basically interviewing people from other states. The report looked at the history of Native Americans in the state, as well as other states, and examined in detail the federal treaty law and compared the five known boarding schools with many of the Native American boarding schools across the country. It also looked at federal policies, historical context, much of which was introduced in the 2022 Federal Native American Boarding School Report. Well, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights also said the project made several claims that there were survivors and that their descendants never gave their consent to have their names published in the study. However, they were. Who are these people? Johnson, in his letter to the legislators, said we cannot lose sight of the purpose of this report and the impact that the boarding schools had on Native American families. Here at the MDCR, we believe that this matter is worthy of research and that the survivors and descendants deserve to have their stories heard, chronicled, and acknowledged. Oh my God, I am getting a headache from this story. Okay, this is my opinion on this. I agree with everything he said. Where is it specifically, Mr. Johnson, in our state constitution that says that we need to do research via taxpayer dollars? We have to do research on a very horrible, horrific time in our state's history. Why must we spend taxpayer dollars to hear their stories, have them chronicled and acknowledged? Isn't that something perhaps the tribes should be doing? Many of them very profitable in the running of their businesses on their tribal land in the form of casinos and other businesses. Why can't they do it? Well, the Kaufman report itself recommended that more research needed to be done on the Native American boarding schools in the state. Dude, that's what you were hired to do. $1.1 million. You needed to do the investigation. You needed to talk to people. You needed to document it, hear their stories, chronicle it, and acknowledge it in the report. In the report itself, there were 25 possible associated schools that were identified through the treaties and by other means. Other recommendations in the report included apologies being issued in the form of an executive order and invest in tribal communities through their violence prevention program. The report also asks the state of Michigan to require teaching about these boarding schools in Michigan's public schools, and also recommended that we restore the teaching of Native American languages. Statement from Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office said that she recognizes the intergenerational trauma that these boarding schools caused for the tribes. Okay, that's all fine and good. Where's the report? Well, Senator Jeff Irwin, Democrat from Ann Arbor, who's also a member of the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa Indians, championing forwarding education of Native Americans after the federal boarding school report was first cleared back in 2022 by then State Senator Wayne Schmidt. Irwin helped to get the money for the study put into the fiscal year 2023 budget in 2022. He said the report was about finding the truth and helping heal the recent wounds. He pointed out, due to the last boarding school closing in the 1980s. These schools, Irwin said, impacted thousands of families across the state of Michigan. I was disappointed and alarmed when I first saw that the study was held back. And I'm still trying to understand and reckon with the reasons and make sure that this report can serve the purposes for which it was originally intended. It was to start the process of telling the truth about what happened. Unfortunately, that did not occur in this report. Unbelievable. And they're going to try to get back some of the money? Unbelievable. $1.1 million. And basically, they came back